வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of October, 1975, in Durban, South Africa.
Krishna, the word Krishna means all attract. So unless one is all attractive, he cannot be God. So this Krishna consciousness means God consciousness. Our position, we all living entities, we are all a small particle, equally in quality with God, a small, just like gold, a small particle of gold.
The spark.
Spark, big fire, and spark fire, both of them fire, but one is big and one is very small. So our relationship with God is eternal. At the present moment, on account of contact with this material energy, we have forgotten our relationship with God. Therefore, our life is problematic. We are facing so many problems. Again, if we revive our original consciousness, then we shall become happy. So, this is the sum and substance of Krishna consciousness. Now, the process how to revive our original consciousness, there are different processes. But at the present moment, people are very, very fallen. And this is called the age of Kali, means most fallen.
Most fallen.
The so-called material advancement is not the solution. Because God is eternal, we are eternal. And in the material condition, we are changing our body. On account of our ignorance, we are thinking, I am this body. But I am not this body. I am this, that spark, spirit, part and parcel of God.
The body is just a vehicle.
Yes, covering. Vehicle also. It is just like a machine. You go from one place to another on a motor car machine. So this body is just like machine. On account of our material condition of life, we are thinking that if I get this position, then I will be happy. If I get this position, I will be happy. We are creating a mental concoction. But nothing will make us happy unless we come to our real position, that I am part and parcel of God. My business is to associate with God and help or cooperate with God. So that position we have to revive.
Yeah.
And there are different types of vehicle, aquatic animals, then plants, when the water is dried up, then vegetation comes, then vegetation, from vegetation, trees and plants, they cannot move, then we get little improvement, we can move, just like flies, insects, microbes, reptiles and so many. There are 9 lakh forms of body within the water, then 2 million types of bodies in vegetable, and then 1,100,000 species of life, like microbes, germs, worms, insects. Then we come to the birds, like 3 million different forms of. Then we come to beast life, that is, birds life, 1 million, and then the beast life, 3 million. Then we come to human form of body, and especially gradually we become civilized. So when we are civilized, then it is a chance to understand what is God, what I am, what is our relationship. So if we don't take advantage of this civilized human life to understand God, and if we simply waste our life like cats and dogs jumping and going here, that this is a great missing point. So the Krishna consciousness movement is to educate people not to miss this opportunity, to take full advantage of this human form of life and try to understand God and your relationship with God.
May I ask a few questions?
Yes.
Do we get a second chance if we don't make the most of this life? In other words, is reincarnation part of your...
Yes, second chance means you have to change your body. Now, according to your desire, you get another body. That body is not guaranteed that you shall get a human body.
If you've been bad enough, you might finish.
No, I have already told you, there are 8,400,000 different forms of life.
Yeah.
So you can enter any one of them, according to your mental condition. We are under the control of the material nature. The material nature is being conducted in 3 modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance. So there's like 3 colors: yellow, red, and blue. Now you mix 3 into 3 = 9, 9 into 9 = 81. So these modes of material nature is being mixed up. Therefore, there are so many varieties of life. So if we transcend this coloring platform of material nature, we come to the pure consciousness, then we stop this repetition of birth and death in different forms of life. And if we do not learn, then there is chance of going down or going up. There are different planets. If you cultivate the modes of goodness, then you are promoted to the higher planetary system, higher standard of life. And if you don't improve, don't go down, then you may remain in the present state. But out of ignorance, if you still degrade, commit sinful activities, violate the laws of nature, then we go down again. The animal life, the plant's life, like that. But again we have to evolve, evolutionary process by nature. So it may take many millions of years. Therefore, a human being must be responsible that I have got this opportunity to get out of this cycle of birth and death and different forms of life, and let me properly understand God and what is my relationship with God and act accordingly, so that if we understand what is God, then we go back to home, back to garden.
What can an ordinary man do? I mean, the Krishna consciousness movement involves shaving the head and wearing the saffron robe. What can the man who is caught up in family life do?
This saffron robe is not very essential or cut the hair, but it creates some good situation, mental, you see. It's like a military man, when he's dressed properly, he gets some energy to feel like a military man. But it does not mean that unless you are dressed, you cannot fight. It does not mean. So, consciousness can be revived in any condition, without any check. But these conditions are helpful, Therefore, it is prescribed that you live like this, you dress like this, you eat like this, you do like this. These are convenient. So, they are not essential. At the same time, if we take to these processes, then it will be helpful.
One can be a student of Krishna consciousness,
yes,
while going about a normal daily life.
Yes.
Do you think transcendental meditation is beginning to help?
They do not know what is meditation. It is a fuss. That is another cheating process by the so-called samis and yogis. They do not know what is meditation. Do you know what is meditation? You are asking me the question, but do you know what is meditation?
Just a stilling of the mind, trying to sit in the center without swinging either way.
So what is the center?
Oh, I don't know.
Then, why you are asking? You do not know. So everyone does not know what is meditation, and they talk very much meditation. This is going on. These bluffers, they say meditation, but what is the subject matter of meditation? They do not. Simply bogus propaganda. You see?
Not even beginning to get people thinking right.
No, meditation means this dhyana amastita tadgatina, mind saturated with God consciousness and thinking of God. But if you do not know God, then where is the meditation?
It is
very nice, but at the present moment, in the name of meditation, simply cheating and bluffing going on. They do not know what is the subject matter of meditation. Besides that, in this age, mind is so agitated that you cannot concentrate. I have seen the so-called meditation, they are regularly sleeping and snoring. They do not know.
Yeah.
Yes. This is going on. So, unfortunately, in the name of God consciousness or this self-realization, so many not standardized methods are being presented by the so-called bluffers without any reference to the authoritative books and knowledge, basic knowledge. It is another type of exploitation.
What about some of the other schools that have grown up? People like Uspensky and Gurdjieff and people have brought a message similar to yours to the West in the past.
That we have to study particularly whether it is standard. Otherwise, they may speak so many things, but they do not know what is the standard. Just like medical science or any science, that is one. It cannot be different because it is spoken by different men. That is not one. That is not science. 2 + 2 = 4, this is a science. This is true everywhere.
Yes.
Not that because it is spoken by somebody else, it becomes 2 + 2 = 5 or 3. No.
Some other people, you see, who possibly have had the truth as well, have they?
It is very difficult to say.
Yeah. Unless you studied it in detail.
Unless I studied, it is very difficult to say because there are so many bluffers. So many.
Just doing it for money.
That's all. It is going on like that. There are no standard method. We are presenting the standard method. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. As it is. Without any malinterpretation, we are presenting as it is. This is standard.
Yes, if you begin dressing things up, they change. And the size of the movement now, is it a growing movement, Christian?
Oh yes, it is very much growing. We will be surprised that we are selling these books. We have got about 50 books like this. And every library, college, professor, universities, they are very much appreciative of this. Because there was no such literature existing. This is a new contribution to the world.
Now, there was this American, Alpert. He came to a state of God consciousness, but he was very, very heavy on drugs. This can't be right, taking this drug.
He was one of the associates of Timothy Leary.
Alpert was his second name. And then he took on, you know, an Indian name.
He is one of the people who were first into that LSD thing, and then he took up meditation in India.
Timothy?
Yes, Timothy Leary was his associate, and this other man, he took up this meditation and started to become a...
That is also bogus.
I didn't like the idea of that. The book was very impressive, but I just thought this isn't right.
No, that
you didn't have to lean on drugs.
Anything, if drugs can help God realization, the drug is better, I would say, more powerful than God.
Which isn't wrong.
How we can accept that? Drug is a material thing, chemical composition, and how it can help one, God realization, that is not possible. This is a kind of intoxication and hallucination, but it is not God realization.
Do you think that the great mystics down the ages have actually seen this spark? This is what...
What do you mean by mystic?
Well, they seem to be chaps who've had some very odd experience and always remembered it and find it very difficult to put it down in words.
Mystic means something jugglery. What do you mean by mystic?
Well, it's just the name they seem to give to people who've had an experience of another level of reality.
Yeah. So, we don't say mistake. Our reality is God realization. There are different stages. I mean to say, direct perception, then receiving knowledge from authority, then personal experience between the two, then above that, transcendental, and then, I would say, spiritual. In this way we have to go step by step. We have to come to the point, to the spiritual platform. So long we are on the bodily concept of life, our understanding is sense gratification. Because body means the senses. Then, if we go still up, then we can see that mind is the center of sense activities. Then we take the mind as the final, and that is mental platform. Then, from mental platform, we come to the intellectual platform. Then from intellectual platform, we come to the transcendental platform. Transcendental platform. And from transcendental platform, we come to the spiritual platform. These are the stages. So, in this age, because people are so fallen, the Shastra has a special recommendation that give the people directly spiritual platform. That direct spiritual platform is chanting of this holy name of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. If we cultivate this practice on the spiritual platform, then immediately we realize our spiritual identity, God, and it becomes very quickly successful.
So, in a sense, what a lot of people are saying today is that we must look inwards rather than outwards into the world of the senses.
Yes. Inward means that you are spirit soul, you are not this body. But if you keep your bodily concept of life, then where is inward? It is outward only.
Just another way of looking out.
No, that means it is simply talking, it has no realization. Unless you understand that you are not this body, you are spirit soul, there is no question of inward. That we have to study first of all. Whether I am this body, I am something within this body, that is inward. But that they do not understand, there is no education in the school, college or university. Everyone is thinking, I am this body. Just like in this country, everywhere. We are South African, they are Indian, they are this, they are this, they are this. No whole bodily concern. The whole world. I am American, I am Indian, I am German. So this Krishna consciousness movement means it starts when one is above the bodily conception of life. Then the starting begins.
So the recognition of the spark comes first.
The recognition of the spirit soul within this body, that is first education. Unless one understands this simple fact, there is no question of spiritual advance.
Is it a question of just understanding it?
Yes, for the time, in the beginning, first of all, theoretical. That is a fact, unless there are two departments of knowledge, theoretical and practical. So first of all one has to learn theoretical. That much knowledge one must have. And then by practicing, working on that spiritual platform, he comes to the practical life. No, you can go on.
Do you think we're going to come right then? Is that a possible question? Or is it just far too many people now who are purely in the body and in the world of the senses? Is the world going to come
right?
They
are in darkness. Therefore, this moment is very important to take the civilized man from the darkness. Because everyone is thinking on this body. So long we are in this bodily conception of our life, we are no better than animal. The animal, they keep themselves all in bodily conception. I am dog, I am cat, I am cow, I am this. If we also keep in that platform, then where is the difference between dog and me?
There is no man.
The dog is barking, he is thinking, I am dog, I am appointed here as watchman, watch dog, and as soon as somebody is passing, meow, meow. So, and similarly, if I keep myself in the dog mentality, and act like that, why you have come to this country, why you have come to my jurisdiction, this is a dog.
Is it vital to follow certain eating habits? I mean,
yes, the whole process is how to purify ourselves. So, by according to eating, the purification also. I think Mr. Bernard Shaw, he wrote one book that you are what you eat. And that's a fact. We constitute our bodily atmosphere, mental atmosphere, according to eating. So our Krishna conscious movement recommends, not the movement recommends, it is recommended in the Shastra, that to become Krishna conscious, you eat the remnants of foodstuff left by Krishna. Just like opposite way, if a tuberculous patient eats something, and if you eat the remnants, then he will be infected with the tuberculous bacillus. Is it not? Similarly, if you eat Krishna prasada, then you infect Krishna consciousness. This is our process. We don't take anything directly. We offer to Krishna, then we take Krishna prasada. That helps us. We do not take anything, we cannot take anything from the restaurant or from the shop. No. We prepare everything, offer to Krishna, then we take.
You're all vegetarian,
though? Oh, yes, because Krishna is vegetarian. Krishna says, Krishna can eat anything because he is God. But he recommends, give me vegetable. Patram puspam phalam phuyam yumi vartya pijit. He never says, you give me meat or the wine or the.
Those are all out, they have to be. And tobaccos.
Tobacco is also intoxication. We are already intoxicated in the bodily conception of life. And if we put more intoxication, then we are lost.
Yeah, you mean these things just reinforce body consciousness?
Yes. So if you want to be treated, then you have to follow the instruction of the physician. He said, don't take this, don't take that, you eat only this. So we have got such prescription.
Well, I think I've got quite a lot down there now.
Yeah.
I'll have to go and work it out.
Yeah.
I'll look up some reference books on the history of the movement and that sort of thing.
History, it is not a new movement. You have seen this book, if you read that book thoroughly, then you will get full knowledge. This movement is very, very old and standard. It is never changed. As soon as you change it, then the potency of the movement is lost.
Sorry, what?
Potency, just like electricity.
Yes.
There is standard regulation. This is negative, this is positive, you must add like this, you must fix like this. You cannot do whimsically. No, why not this way, why not that way? Then it is lost. Then there will be no electricity. Similarly, there is standard method how to understand this philosophy, how to get it, what is called, authoritatively, then it will act.
Then you can go to the book.
Yes.
Read a book.
That is the book of guidance.
Yeah.
If you follow the guide, and do this, then it will affect. If you don't follow the guide, you do in your whims. That is another dangerous disease of the modern man. Everyone wants to do according to his own whim.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to follow any standard. Therefore, they are failure.
Have they modernized this at all in that They've explained some of the...
Oh yes, that is very lucidly explained.
May I have a little
yes,
bit?
Yes, yes, yes. You just read one big professor's remark here, you see.
Good.
Professor Dima of Chicago University.
And you in living interpretation. This is you.
This is... Yes.
That's you.
Yes.
Yes. No, this would be very interesting.
Yes. If you read these books and write regular articles on the basis of my talk with you, it will be actually great benefit to the public.
Well, I'm about the only person in Durban, I think, who tries to write about
yes.
this at all.
So, it is the duty of the journalist to give real knowledge to the public. That is the duty of the journalist. Not to give some hodgepodge idea without any effect.
Anyway, I won't keep you any longer.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Good. Thank you.
Thank you. Give him some prasad.